Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm back, and I'm telling you like this, I'm excited. I've kind of been MIA, guys, for a reason. I was in a car wreck recently, and kind of put me down out of action for a moment. So today I'm back, and I'm going to thank God for that, I'll tell you that. Let me not dismiss the fact that I have to pray and cover the show before we go into it. Lord, let us pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short. So let's listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For the day we live, tomorrow is not promised. So let's take the practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Lord, I pray that every ear, every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National, that everyone who's tuned in could get a blessing from this lesson tonight. We're going to be talking about what is your motivation to doing music. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what motivates you to this addiction of what the world cannot get enough of. It's don't get me wrong. It seems that the world cannot function without it. We are consumed with an overdose of music all the time. Why is it that new music is being populated every day, and those who are trying to quest into this industry, what's going to make you different? What's going to make you stand out? In a nutshell, what's your purpose? What your drive is? I want to hear it from you. I got my guest on tonight. I'm going to start with my boy KC. KC, I want to welcome you to Hip Hop National. I wanted you to tell the world of your experience, a little bit of who you are. You now have the floor, sir.
Hey, man. Thank you. This is a pleasure for me. Well, my history starts back in Jamaica. Spans about 30 plus years now. At the end of this year, and I started out like, you know, most Jamaican kids who were fascinated with the entertainment industry and music on the whole. Got involved in hospitality, and one thing led to another. Before I knew it, I was managing some of the greats, from the Maximilians to the Patras, doing worldwide tours with Marion, Lloyd, Marquise Houston, and so on and so forth. And now we, myself and my partner, Samara, who is here with me tonight, and one of our artists, Space the Prince, now we have branched out to doing our own thing, management consulting company called Camp West Entertainment Corp, headquarters in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. So even though we're not in the United States, we're still very much plugged in to the States there and just doing my thing. You know, been in the industry a long time, watched it change from where it was to where it is now. So the process has been long. I'm a student and a scholar of the game. Yeah, that's basically who I am. And what we're doing now is over the years I've watched a lot of things happen and a lot of things change, as I've said before. And one of the things when, you know, Samara Zubaydi and I got involved together to build this company is we wanted to make sure that we had a platform that was not only different, but it was also nimble enough to take advantage of the deficiencies that we saw, both from just management, from the record industry in terms of the record companies, how executives manage to this day, some of the things that I think, you know, I have my own opinions as to why the industry as a whole is in a turmoil right now, why music is so prolific, and why the content of the music is not necessarily, even though it's prolific, it's not necessarily effective. The differences that we think will work and how best to showcase those differences and build a platform on it, i.e. your brand, the things you stand for, image, and of course, undoubtedly, the talent, because at the end of the day, it falls back to that very, very basic decimal. So that is Casey in a whole, in a nutshell.
KC, I love that. And, but before you go too far, I want to ask you the big question. What is your motivation to doing this music?
I'll start by saying this. Everyone has the drive to do something. My mother used to say to me that if you're going to be a garbage collector, be the best garbage collector on the block. So everyone has a drive, whatever it is, whether it is to teach, it is to be a politician, it is to be a lawyer, it is to be a doctor, it is to be in the music industry. The cliche, though, comes from sometimes people, you know, missing what that drive really truly is. Just missing what your gut check tells you. And for me, you know, I remember starting out wanting to be a marine biologist. You know, I was born on an island encircled by water. I guess I fell in love with just the deep blue sea as a whole. And that quickly changed to the first time I walked into a dance hall in the community I grew up in, and I watched the DJs flip the backside of a vinyl 45, and some guy took a microphone and started going at it, and
oh,
I was
hooked. Now you're talking about your age. You're telling us your age. I didn't know your age.
Oh, no.
But go ahead.
I'm not that old.
Kick it from me.
I'm not that old. You know, I still think I'm a good-looking brother for my age. But, you know, reggae, I mean, we're talking about 30 years ago. You know, 30, 35 years ago, the industry, like technology, has just moved so quickly, so fast, in a small period of time. So even the transition of the music I was exposed to coming up in the dance halls, you know, it's the period of time that has elapsed is not really the importance of the subject. The importance is what has happened. And where it's going. And so I got hooked from that standpoint, and that led to, you know, my foyer in the hospitality industry and getting trained, you know, as a public speaker, as a radio announcer. And that led me, obviously, to handling acts and dealing with music. And I fell in love with what it was about. And in my core, I don't have a cliche. I can't say I do this simply because I love it. It's just what's in me. I breathe, I sleep, I think, I dream this. If I didn't have to eat and put a roof over my head, I would do this for free. And
amen.
Many people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just the truth. That's the bottom line. I think most of us as executives have separated what it really truly is. And a lot of us have gotten involved in it simply because of the money. But like I tell my team a lot of the times, a dear mentor of mine, Miss Yvette Gale over at the Universal Geffen, said to me once, she said, if you do good work, everything else will follow. If you pay attention to what you need to have done, the development of the artist, the brand development, the placement of the music, the intricacies, everything about what the artists think, breathe, sleep, the production, the whole, everything that surrounds the package that you are building. If you would pay attention to that, everything else follows. And so I've always been just driven by the cause. I've been driven by, I'll tell you what my dream today is. My dream today is to see the acts that we have in our charge, and they're not many. We've been very, very careful as to who we decide to put the time and energy behind, because it's not just talent anymore. But my dream is to see these young people walk the steps to achievement, to getting Artist of the Year, to climbing the charts, to being able to sell the products that they believe in when they put their image against something, that it means something, and it's not just about getting a check. Because at the end of the day, brother, if you don't have the moral compass to manage money, you might as well not have it. And the examples are out there in front of us to see as clear as day every day. I don't need to toss the names here, but we all know the highs and the rises of all the people that have been before us. So that's what drives me. And I know, you know, right now Space to Prince for us is, you know, our flagship, along with Dream Bills, Nicholas Gibson, and Darcy Han. So the roster is very small. There's also Michael Cross. Shahid Ali. There's only five people, and of the five, they each have their own lane. There is not anything crossing over. I think Dream is the only one as a producer and artist. He works, you know, hand in hand and very closely with Space's career and his direction at this point. But of the five of them, they're the only two that really share one lane at any given point in time. They're all very different. They're all doing different things. Their personalities are different. The key thing is that they all have very sellable components to them that makes them stand out when they're in a crowd. And so for me, that's what drives me, to see them achieve what they need to achieve and not only get to those heights, but to do it in a timely, controlled, and proper manner. And we can't control everything. But, you know, in the discussion I had with you earlier prior to the show, you did say, you know, it's all about how you do what you do. It's not necessarily what you do. So that's what drives me. That's what wakes me up in the mornings.
Well, I got to tell you like this, man. And drive is a big word. It's one of those things that's followed with purpose. For me, the things that drive me, I just want to say it, is first, I have to say, God has been the biggest inspiration in my life, because without him, none of this is possible.
I second that.
Yeah.
And my apologies, dear Lord, to forgive you, forget you, but
yeah.
I second that.
Yeah, and the need to feed my family. However, it didn't start with music. The need to feed my family is really the purpose in which I commit to this dream in the music industry. I know that if I can build a strong career here in this music business, I can take care of family. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's one of the purpose that drives me here. The other is I have a strong team. I have people that influence me, even without them knowing that they are influencing me. I'm talking about the team in which helped build my Hip Hop National program.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give him a shout out. I got my boy Dr. AT. He's the guy who's in the mix doing the music. If you want your music in here on Hip Hop National, you got to come through him and my boy Raw Dog. They are my program directors. I'm giving them a show. He's the music director, Raw Dog. And Dr. AT, he's our DJ for the show. But reality, get your music here on Hip Hop National. www.hiphopnational.com is the way to get it in and get it, you know, right here across the board. We've had 1.7 million some odd people tune into the show. So in a nutshell, it's small in a big world, but it's huge in a fan, a collection of accounting for fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yes, sir.
What we're doing is we're trying to connect the dots. This is what motivates me. I'm going to tell you why. Dr. A.T., this dude would do this hands down. He's 20 years old, 21 now. And he inspires me for the fact that his commitment to doing, he's a musician himself. He plays all kinds of instruments. He's a producer. But he also make time for this platform to actually make it available for others. It's his ability to serve others is what inspires me. It's also the guys in school. That's inspirational to me. And don't get me wrong, Hip Hop National is a source in that school because we get a lot of education ourselves. Even me, I get a great education from people like yourself. So people, what you do, what my friends, I got several friends that comes through the show. I'll say one of my friends passed away, Chris Pringle. Very inspirational. Shared a lot of inspiration to our program. And Space, I'm coming to you in a moment, so you just stay right there. You just stay right there. And I know you've been saying, we ain't coming to me. I want to say this. The artist that is constantly trying to get himself out there in this business motivates me. I think it was music. I used to think I was just in love with music, man. I got to be honest with you, I'm more in love with the music business. It is my dream to take someone from here and give them the shout out across the board, across the world. And then
it's funny
make them a star.
When you and I,
but don't get me wrong,
that,
like I said, it's but hold on, it's business for me all day. If I get you going, I want my cut right here on Hip Hop National, so we can keep floating. That's
yes.
What this program is about. You know
yes.
What I mean? So anyway, what you was about to say? Let's bring Space in. But first, before I do that, I gotta give a shout out to one of my good friends here. And but I'll bring Space in, and then we'll come to her. Okay, y'all go ahead. Space,
yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good evening. Hello. It's a pleasure to have me on the show tonight. I appreciate this.
Space, unfortunately, I'm just letting you know, this is not an interview. This is a discussion.
Listen,
I plan to get an interview from you. Mm-hmm. But tonight, what I want to hear from you is, what is your motivation
right.
to doing music?
Right. Well, first off, I would like to announce somebody that's not here tonight, you know, Jenny Bills. You know, he's a pioneer of the sound that I'm rocking with, you know. Now, unfortunately, he can't be here tonight. But you know, like you guys were speaking, I was just over here, and you know, like you said, it just just, you know, just the opportunity that when God gives you a talent, when he blesses you with a talent, you know, and he gives you the opportunity and that free will to live life and go through your journey and seek it, you know, and it still happens to be through music with my life, you know, I can say, you know, with all the, I've been through a lot, you know, and the most that I've connected with other than people has been music, you know, just as a form of expression. And, you know, today, you know, living in the internet age with the social media basically taking over our everyday existence, it's easy to get distracted on top of all the issues facing our daily lives. We have to provide for ourselves and our loved ones. So, you know, a day job or something as a career, you know, is quite important, you know, to have and to carry along. And, you know, I was once told that if you do something that you love, you'll never have to work a day in your life. So, you know, that is what drives me and that's what pushes me to why I do my music, you know. It's just the love for it, you know, the love and the passion and the appreciation of it, you know. And it's funny.
And
it's funny because Casey said something, he made a reference that his mother told him. You know, not to say that the music that's out now is trash, but it's misguiding, I could say, in a sense. It stirs confusion. And, you know, I want to be that, you know, like, I want to be that garbage man, you know, to take the trash out here and there sometimes. You feel me? You know, with music, you know, and just not just to get a better guidance, because, you know, with music it comes a power, and it gives you a power to, you know, to steer people, you know what I'm saying? You either lead them to heaven or hell, you know what I'm saying? If you're caught in the mix of the middle, you know what I'm saying? It just gives you that power and that upfront and that voice for the people that's tuning in and listening to you, you know, and that I always took heed to that and appreciation to that, you know, as being a leader. I've always been a leader in my life, you know, so that's just, you know, where the love and appreciation comes from, you know. And we're serving.
Space,
you know,
I tell you like this. Space,
go ahead, I'm
what
sorry.
You just said,
yeah.
What you just said is very inspiring, just by the way. How old are you?
Currently 19 now, about to be 20 in February.
Wow. See, it's amazing when wisdom comes from a young man like yourself, be honest with you, man, especially in today's world. Where a lot of the music is going toward going astray, actually, and it's going to a area now where we're pushing things that can destroy the mind more than to rebuild them to build the mind.
Exactly.
Yes. And I tell you like this, similar to what you just were saying, that's kind of my inspiration too. For, like you said, I want to be that garbage man, pick out the trash. I thought that was iconic. That was great. I'll say this, me too, Hip Hop National, believe it or not, this is not simply about hip hop, but it's about hip hop. Taking hip-hop national, international, around the world, making it a global concept that stays forever. Hip-hop national is here to rescue hip-hop from itself. Taking
right.
out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Embedding the knowledge. Not only knowledge about, you know, the things that happens in life, but knowledge about the experience in the game and how we can make it better, how we can build each other and build each other to being a better businessman as we quest in this industry of music. Because that's very important. Remember, this is business all day. We have to, in order to make music make money, we have to conduct good business. And we got to conduct business where all other businesses want to do business with us. The way
right.
music
Amen.
Is leading, don't get me wrong, I'll say my philosophy is music is meant to be heard and not silenced. Well, imagine this, Starbucks, McDonald's, they all play music, and it'd be great to have hip-hop as a part of that culture and that environment in motivating and moving people. McDonald's have opening, don't get me wrong, they have for their people, they have parties that they put on. It'd be great to get you to be able to perform on stage. You don't want them to say, hey, I don't want hip hop there because I can't trust what's gonna come out their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Man. You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep, 100%.
Let me bring in one more person. I'm sorry, guys. I just want to be, you know, politically correct here, or I actually want to be a good human steward or whatever, a steward of the show, whatever. Anyway, I got my girl Ariel on deck. Ariel, welcome to Hip Hop Nation.
Hey.
Hi, Ariel. How are you doing?
Good evening. Good evening.
Yeah. So I'm just really coming in, trying to be a part of the show again. Because I have been working,
right,
so that's why.
Thank you, Ariel. So you just stay. Hey, stay, Ariel. I hope your voice inspires somebody else who's like, you know, sitting on the fence with us tonight, but she's like right there with us. No, I'm not gonna call you out, baby, not at all. But you know who you are.
Yeah, I know.
It's all in good fun, man. It's a conversation. If we can all have it tonight, it'll be a great thing. That's just my opinion. Anyway, I'm gonna ask you guys. I wanna go through a few other questions about what I've said, and I'm gonna propose it first with you, Space.
Okay.
If you were to tell me what makes you come alive, what would it be? What is it that really inspires you, literally, and makes you want to connect to this life of music? You got the floor.
Well, always. I don't know. I kind of always say I've always been an outsider, you know, and I've always like seek the truth, you know, for some odd reason. Even as a youngin, I've always, like a toddler, I can say, there's always been a curiosity in my mind as to what is the greater good of life and why we're here and what can we do as a people to lead and, you know, stuff like that. But the current direction, the way that my life is heading now, what wakes me up and gives me that spark of life, honestly, is simply in a tune that I could relate to, and I could feel the right energy to it, as in the instrumental, you can say, you know. And that's really just what gives me the start. That's all I really need is just the start. That's what I consider my natural high. You know, everybody has their natural high as to whether it's math or whether it's cleaning, whether it's, you know, something that's clear to mind, and something that just gives them a natural ease. And that's what I can say what music does for me. That's my natural high, and gives me the spark of the start of like every day, each and every day. I have a beat playing and some music playing that gives me inspiration as to how I want to start my day off, whether it's a mad day, a sad day, you know, I'm thinking about an ex day, you know, whatever really it is, you know. And that's really what that's really.
Okay, and as a music artist, what is your strength and what is your weakness, if you were to
As a music
me?
Artist, my strength as of now, I can say, is a different sound, I can say, that I'm bringing upon, you know, the masses or the audience that I'm trying to reach. You know, it's a different sound. I can say it's a bit of the oldest of the old school and newest of the new school, a mix of the blend. That's really the vision why I try to take it. You know, I try to inquire the old school, a mixture of the new school, as in the rhyme schemes, as in the flows, the melodies that's out now, you know. I just try to inquire both because, like I said, with inspiration of music, I've always had the appreciation of music. You know, growing up, my grandfather was a doo-wop singer, and the music was always there in the family, you know. So my father always kept hip-hop around me, to Wu-Tang Clan, to EMTB, to Rakim and Eric B. You know, the appreciation of music was always there, and just the knowledge. You know, my dad always tell me, we'll never be a slave to the lack of knowledge, you know. And music will teach, you know, the real hip-hop origins will teach more than now just the party vibe, the southern bass, and, you know, just the feeling of the vibe and stuff.
All right. Okay, hold your thought for a second. I gotta put in a plug real quick. Guys, the reason why we have Hip Hop National right now, you guys, we are definitely engaged in the topic, what is your motivation of doing music? But before we go too deep into the topic, I want to continue to tell you the way to connect with Hip Hop National. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. Plug into us today. Get your music right here, promoted right here on Hip Hop National, and get it out to the masses as we continue to build our track in this business of music. Let's do it alongside of one another. Now, I'm going to ask you, Casey, that same question. I want to ask you that same question. I'm going to start first. You know, what is it that let me get my train of thought here. I'll be right there in a second. Because sometimes I just have this little brain fart. What makes you come alive, brother?
Wow.
If you could breathe life into something, what is it would you breathe life into as far as what you do? Is this music thing a part of what makes you come alive? You tell me. I don't want to influence you, but I want to hear it.
I mean, not because I'm on Hip Hop National, but just the growth of watching something being built, whether I was doing logistics for a major tour or I was actually putting in the work to booking the acts for the tour or if it was just on the artist development side, what just gets me going is being a part of that process and not necessarily being in the forefront of it. I couldn't care less whether I'm front, middle, behind, or, you know, it's just... I get a high off of every day waking up, talking to my partner Samara as to what next do we do for Space to Prince. I get a rush from putting everything out on the table and moving the pieces around for the greater good. I get a rush from that. And like I said to you today when we were talking prior to us getting involved here, you know, with this discussion officially, I had thought many times about walking away. And what brought me back was not only the friendship with my partner, but the first day I got on the phone with Space to Prince and had a conversation with him about who he was and the response I got from him. That kind of feeling, you rarely, it doesn't happen every single time. I mean, if you look anywhere in the world, you know, every 2 weeks there's like 70,000 new pieces of music being released worldwide. You're so bombarded with it from different acts, different countries, different places, different, we call it now, hoods and sets. Like everybody's got something to say, whether it be from gospel to hip hop.
Right.
But in that mix of music and sound and voice, there is always that one. That when you hear it, it's undeniable. And it just makes you go, I got to mess with this. Regardless of what it takes, I have to do this. And so that's what gets me going, just being able to guide him as best we can, and we don't know it all, nobody ever does, but just being able to guide this process with him and sit back and just watch it. There are times when he's not even on the phone and Sam and I, we're just like, wow, like it's almost like, I guess it's very maternal. It's just that thing that just, I get off on that, man. And once I get committed to something, I'm 100% in it. So that's what gets me going, just building my focus, building, putting the pieces together, making things happen. That's my thing.
Okay, now I'm going to follow up with this other part of the question. What is your innate strength to getting the job done?
I am every bit... if I dig into something, I will not stop at it.
Determined.
I do not quit at something if I put my hand or mind or expertise behind it. That is and I sometimes do it blindly. It's that I gotta have it kind of thing. Like, regardless of how I get it, stopping short of going to jail, you know, hurting people, but I will achieve whatever is set before me. It is my strongest suit. You get locked in my crosshairs, you can forget about it. That's my focus. That's the word. My focus.
Dude,
is my
what
strength.
You just said, what you just said is so profound, so inspirational, because honestly, we all get stuck in a place sometimes. And sometimes we just all get in a pickle, and it's those kind of things that you just said that makes the difference in one's life, being determined, being focused, putting your mind around it and making it happen.
Happen, regardless of what, I can find a way to wiggle out of a situation, no matter how difficult it is, to get back on track. That is my strongest strength. My weakness is doing it blindly at times, which is where my partner Samara comes in. She covers that. You know, I often make jokes to say she covers my rear end, and people laugh about it, but that's exactly what she does. She is my gatekeeper. The things that I miss, she doesn't. And one of the reasons why we, as a team, this Camp West thing works so well is that we work for each other. We cover anything that we miss. Space won't miss it. You know, the same thing with Darcy, the same thing with Dream. And sometimes you have to find, today you told me about how strong your team is. You are as strong as your weakest link. And so far, you know, we've had situations where we've had to rally around a particular member and make sure everything got back on track. And that is our strength. And so, you know, we fix the weaknesses for each other, and we support strengths for each other.
And, you know,
I hope I answered the question.
Oh, you more than answered the question, dude. You've made some statements, and some great statements that I think is influential. You know, make one that inspires. That definitely can inspire someone. I'm gonna go to a caller. 971-404. I believe I know who this is, but I'll let you make an announcement. Who you are and where you're calling in from, and what is your motivation to doing you? You now have the floor.
Nelson Jeezy,
yeah.
Portland, Oregon.
That's my boy. That's Nelson Jeezy. By the way, guys, Flossie Jeezy is one of those people who inspire me. Ariel is one of those people that inspires me. These people are really putting it down in the paint, trying to make things happen. So go ahead, Flossie Jeezy.
I think what inspired me in doing this is
it's a lot of noise coming from your phone, Flossie Jeezy.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me correct something here real quick. There we go. Is that better now?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And some background noise. I don't know if it's coming from yours, but some background noise.
All right.
Hey, babe.
Okay. I think what inspires me to do it is not only just the creative element of doing the music, but, you know, I don't know, maybe getting other people's reactions to it. You know, I had a serious surgery some years ago. I think I talked to Floyd about it before, where it was a throat surgery that went bad. My throat collapsed, and I couldn't really move that much. And, of course, my air was limited. And I couldn't do anything but reach up and, you know, use my sound scans and use my music and make beats. And that's all I was able to do because my movements were kind of limited until the swelling went down. It was a regular tonsil surgery, and somehow it went bad, and things get bad for me. So it started out initially as just something to do when I met my friend at the post office, and he was talking about making music and doing stuff, and just wanted to use my voice, and then we went from there to, using other artists' music to get going, and then he passes away. But prior to him passing away, I found a way to make music from scratch. And so it ended up being something that not only I did, like I said before, for, reaction, and then later on kind of like in a business sense, but it actually, for me, brought me back around because it was the only thing that I could do. For 6 weeks, I was in this condition. And the only thing I had the ability to do, except leaving the bedroom and going into my little closet studio, was to be able to reach up and touch dials and do stuff and then hit a button to send the song out onto the internet. So it's something for me that was not only literally a lifesaver, but it's something that, it strengthened me as a person. And, of course, when you have a friend that you meet that you're doing projects with, and then they up and suddenly they pass away from cancer at age 29, it kind of keeps you motivated by continuing on trying to produce a product and to, get things out there and get them heard because, I started with him, so I guess I kind of lived through him. So, I mean, this art form takes on many different faces. But for me, that's what it did for me. It was not only an anesthetic for me and helped me, come back around so far as things were going. Because I couldn't even talk because, they had these trach tubes, like three of them, that they took out of me from large to medium to small. And then by the time we got down to the end of it, it just sold me up. But I couldn't, like I said, my movements and everything were limited, so if I didn't have the music to kind of keep my mind off of what I was going through, I think that things may have went another direction. So that's how I look at it, and it's something that it becomes like a friend to you. So I guess it's more than a good book. It's more than working out at the gym and stuff like that. It actually becomes a friend to you. And then, like I said, with Jonathan passing away early, it kind of inspired me to be grateful not only for being able to get through my circumstance, but live through him and be able to continue to try to get this thing out there.
Amen, brother.
Wow. Hey, man, that was a very touching, very touching story on Flossy Jeezy, to be honest with you. Yes, those are the things that inspire you when you see someone, that had deal with those kind of challenges, and yet even when they were dealing with those challenges, still trying to make the best of their time while they were here. For me, I've got to tell you guys like this. I have a similar inspiration for me, and this was my I had my grandmother. Grandma was for me was a true inspiration to make me doing a lot of things, never really giving up. Even though, don't get me wrong, in the past few weeks I was quite discouraged. I couldn't tell you that I wouldn't. I'm human. And I guess I could break as well. I was discouraged because Flossy Jeezy, as you're a radio host right here on Blog Talk 2, Blog Talk deleted all my media files. Boy, was that not motivating for me. as long as I've been doing this show and being a customer of theirs, you would think they would be a little bit more generous to, keeping my show afloat and making me continue to happen, because I brought a large audience to them. To be honest with you, I did, but it's okay. God has His purpose for things, and meanwhile, things are transitioning. Anyway, I would say this: I continue to do my service while I'm here. But in all reality, let me get back to grandma. My grandma, dude, when I was 12 years old, she lost her legs. She had diabetes. She lost her legs due to trying to climb into her window, actually, you know. And she got a cut, and she ended up having to be amputated. But later on, I would say a couple years later, doctor told her, he said to my grandma, you know, your prosthetics, you cannot continue to use them because if you do, you're going to risk getting your legs cut again. Well, one day, grandma, we had a fire in the house. And the fire, we didn't have a fire in our house. I'm sorry. It was a fire down in our area. My grandma thought it was our house. So she left from her house on her prosthetics. She hadn't walked in on those prosthetics in a long time. But she risked that to come to take care of her family. So we saw her coming down the street, and everybody saying, "Grandma, Grandma," you know, we were all happy to see her. But little did we know, she risked getting her legs cut off again. Now, I'm going to tell you something about Grandma. Grandma washed dishes. She cooked. She cleaned. She mopped floors. The lady was unending, always taking care of her family. She didn't have her hands in her feet, but she still had her hands, and she was working with what she had. And she taught me that, to work with what you got. So one of you guys said, it was you, Flossie GZ. You say you didn't have the music. You know, for a moment you couldn't use the voice, so you had to you started creating the music, right? Well, for me,
right.
I've always loved music. But to be honest with you, I'm not a musician. I taught myself how to rap because I was a poet, and I felt that I could do that. So I started practicing rap. When it came to the beat, I had terrible timing. So I started recording, and I do record. I do record, and I think I'm pretty decent as a rapper today. But am I a one that spit it on, you know, spit it off the top of my head? I've never been that rapper. But one thing I can say is I had to think about not what I didn't have. I had to work with what was in my possession. One day my brother said to me, he said, "Al, you will never make it as in the music business." Boy, was that a blow to my ego. I thought he was cutting down on my craft, and he was telling me that I'll never be nobody. In fact, he said, "The reason why you'll never do it, Al, is because you don't read." And that right there turned me on to this world of music business. I started reading, and that's when I found my music. I found that I can work with what I have by learning this. And then I learned, when it came to Hip Hop National, I learned that, hey, if I can connect with a whole bunch of people, everybody else can tell their story as well as I tell mine. And that's how Hip Hop National was born. So,
Beautiful face.
Working with you. Say it again?
Beautiful face. Beautiful face. Nothing like somebody telling you what you can't do and God telling you that you can.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's so true.
Anybody else want to share?
Well,
I'm waiting.
I'll just say that, you know, we all are giving a short amount of time, you know, and it's like you might as well go now before you get older. And if you're, it doesn't matter how old you are, just use what you have and make the best out of it, because we all have one life and we have a purpose, and it's God that we're trying to impress, not people.
Right.
So just as long as you could, you know, give good into this world with whatever you have, just do it, and then you will be blessed.
That's the truth.
I appreciate that, Aria. That was great because reality. I'll tell y'all a little bit about Ariel. I met Ariel because she was hungry and wanting to do music herself. And she found a position in, you know, trying to just help. And all the time, Ariel would call me on, Al, how can we do it better? How can we make Hip Hop National much better? And I'm inspired by that. That makes mm-hmm. that motivates me when somebody can give me a call and tell me, let's do what we can to improve the process.
Right.
Thank you, Ariel. Wanted to say that to you. Anyway, guys, I want to get back into what we were talking about tonight. Okay. All right. Now I'm gonna ask you guys, and I'm gonna start now right here with Flossy GZ. If you wanted to be famous for one thing. If you could be famous for something, what is it that you want to be famous for?
Well, simply for the things that I do now, and that's creating original work, right? And not necessarily just by myself, but even in a collaborative sense, something that there was nothing more than just one song, and that bad boy went to the house and lasted for 10 or 12 weeks, and I get the credits for whatever large artist what that was, the man or the woman at that time, and I can be famous just for that one song, that 14 minutes and 59 seconds of fame for that one song.
So what you're telling me, if you were the one-hit wonder, that would be satisfaction to you.
It would be satisfaction to me in the sense that it's just like getting into the NFL, coming to high school, Pop Warner, and then high school, and then college, and almost feel like Ben Roethlisberger or somebody. That's not my squad, but I'm just saying, being a walk-on, undrafted, and, you know, making it to the pinnacle, which is winning a couple of Super Bowls. To be able to have that price on it, on exposure and that type of thing like that, to have just that one time, it would be not only a launching point for other things, but it would give other people the confidence in, you know, giving my original works a shot. Because like I said, you know, you get it, even if it's that one shot that you have, it's you know, anything is better than zero. You can multiply infinity times zero and still come up with donuts and coffee, still come up with a zero. If I can have that one is better than none at all. Kind of like what Wundina said, better to have loved and lost than never have loved at all. I would love to have that one shot where I had that song and the production was right, and, of course, multiple tracks before whatever that project was, and people feeling that off of that one album, even. That, for me, would be a culmination of not only a dream, but probably for me, you know, beyond my children, would be probably the crowning glory for everything else.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. I ask you these questions, guys, because you don't believe it or not, what your statement serves to help someone out there. All right, I'm going to ask you, Casey, the same thing. If you was to be famous for one thing, what would it be?
This current path that I'm on. This current path that I'm on. I've never been somebody to look at it from a famous standpoint.
Okay.
But if I really think about it, the only reason why the fame would be of value to me, is simply because I could use it as a leverage to make a difference in the industry right now. And I think that what we have in place right this minute, the focus that we have in place, the pieces that we have in place are perfect for a change. And I want to be a part of this particular movement that we've launched ourselves on. That for me is just incredible, because it would force the music, the record industry, to realize that the reason they're in trouble is because they've moved away from what works. You know, they have this saying that why reinvent the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest successes that the industry has had, I mean, going back to R&B till now, is development, is paying attention to the product that you sell, making sure that what the consumer wants is what you actually give, but it has substance and metal to it. And they've moved away from that. You know, the complaint now is that technology and the artist has control and blah, 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 and all of this stuff. But for me, you know, I want to be known for going back to what works. It was never broken. They just moved away from it simply because of either greed or apathy or, you know, just negative attitude. So if I could be famous, I want to be famous for what I'm trying to do right now, what Sam and I and Space and Dream and Darcy are trying to do right now. That's, I can't even really think of anything else.
No,
I'm really focused on this, and if this is it, then I'm committed to it.
Space, you're up next. If you could be famous for one thing, what would it be?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. If I could be famous for one thing, to be like-minded, like Casey said, you know, it was never really set out to be for the same. It was more to be just, you know, just listened and heard. But if I was to be famous for one thing, it would be to bring upon a new perspective, you know, just a new perspective rather than to, you know, your chain, your jewelry, your cool, your money, that's cool and stuff now. But then what is it that makes you as an artist? I mean, what is it that makes you, as an artist, as a person, as a human being, you know, send me all the jewelry, all the club hopping and all that stuff. That's cool. Don't get me wrong. That's fun, you know. But what is it that makes you a person now? You know, that'll get a new perspective that I bring along, and I feel like one thing I'll be famous for.
All right. Thanks, Ray. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, I want y'all to know who just joined me. I think it's my boy Raw Dog. Raw Dog, is that you?
Well, I tell you,
guys,
you run with relatives and what have you. You got to break away to get back to your old roots. That's why I'm here, you know. I think you picked up a very good service, you know. But you know what? I've listened for about, you know, 15, 20 minutes because I wanted to get the flavor of the show since I was running late. And, you know, I got to say this, you know, I guess being the older statesman on the board tonight, you know what?
Yeah, he's not that old. He's just probably about 90. But go ahead, Roger. I'm sorry.
But, you know, this is, you know, I hear everyone and I go, gee, I wish I was as young as these people. Because I'm going to tell you what it actually winds up to on a personal level. Let's just say the public doesn't embrace you. Let's just say you don't make the charts in your success. But your creativity and your heritage is something that you, at nowadays, you know, we used to take pictures. And we'd see relatives that are no longer on earth with us, and we'd go, that's your uncle. And he used to be a fireman, or he used to be a policeman, or he was in the Navy. Well, now, you know, we moved from that to movies, and now we've moved to those that are musicians. Instead of taking a picture with your instrument, you can leave a legacy for your grandkids and their kids and what have you to say, this is your grandfather. This is something that he did. And it's like having something to represent yourself that can last forever and be embraced by your family. You know, we often talk about the outside world and our creativity and this, and, well, when we make it, will they like us? But guess what? Love within your own family and giving down the heritage. Like my wife's father was in the second coming of the Coasters. He was one of the members after one of the other ones retired and they split up. He became part of the Coasters. Well, she can talk about it. There's a couple of videos that she can watch and see him. But, you know, there's no production like a Billie Holiday's record. I never saw her. I never saw her on TV. But I can put her on, and she lives on. This is her art. This is her footstep that can be carried on to another generation. And it's beautiful, you know, because of the fact that once you get older, no, you can start when you're young. You know, when I started, we didn't have the recording ability. You know, you start when you're young and you start recording, and it becomes archives of yourself as you mature, as you go on. Do you throw them away? No. You know, you write the year down on it and what have you, and your family later on can put it on and go, hey, this is what your grandfather sounded like, or this is what your uncle sounded like, or this is what my brother sounded like. This is what he was doing. So that the heritage in the family, it's carried on in a different way now. And I think it's beautiful, and I don't think anyone should stop because the public doesn't embrace them. Do it because it releases part of a portion of your mind, your soul, you know, and it allows you that freedom to have something that will stand after you're gone. And it's a beautiful thing, you know.
Can I interrupt you for a second, Raw Dog?
Yeah.
Because I want to get this from you. Raw Dog is probably the oldest guy on the panel, as he said. And this question is very important because I wanted to hear this from him. Raw Dog, your age is a factor tonight because I'm going to ask you this. What is your motivation to doing music? You've been doing it for many years.
Well, there's an inner side of creativity that, you know, whether you're performing for people or what have you, you know, some people like to play golf. Some people like to jog. Some people, you know, like to go to the court and hoop. Well, okay, those that are into the creative side of music, that's what they do. And, you know, I used to gig, and we performed with names and what have you, and toured and what have you. And the thing about it, it wasn't about the people, whether they embraced us. It was my own satisfaction of my involvement. Because, you see, it was something that I needed to feed my inner soul. It's something that I craved, you know, and it was something that I enjoyed. You know, and I'll tell you something. You'll get to a crossroads, and you'll say to yourself, this lifestyle, it's not quite what I want. I don't want to deal with the improper people that are ripping me off and what have you. And you're going to say to yourself, should I quit or should I continue on? Well, now independent artists and the equipment that you can have in your own home, you never have to stop. You never have to sell it. You know, I mean, it's something that you can create. I've heard some individuals just this evening, young people, and I tried to tell them, you know, if you love what you're doing, continue to do it. Look at the great artists, you know, like Picasso and what have you. They didn't see their rewards. Their ancestors have seen them. Other people have appreciated their greatness, and they're gone. You know, so it's a point, if that's what you enjoy, and if that's what keeps you whole and not into the wrong influences and what have you, and you come home at night and this is what puts a smile on you, keep on grinding. Because, you see, happiness starts within. And if those that do music, they know what I'm talking about. It's not because they see fame. It's because there's a pleasure that's released in each one of us when we create and do this, you know. And, hey, that's the reason why, hey, I built a studio, and that's the reason why I teach young people, because there's something about music that is not ugly. It grows right in front of your eyes. You know, you start out with a drum beat, and then here comes the bass, and you go, okay. And it excites you. Those that are into it, it excites you after you start to get going, wow, watch this, listen to this, you know. But you don't have to stop with just one. You can tomorrow is another avenue, and here it goes again. And where does it go to? You never know where it's going to end up or how the people are going to embrace it. But there's something released inside of you when you did it that made you whole again, gave you an accomplishment, gave you something to say, I can do that. And you get better and better and better. And, you know, like I say, being the oldest one, it'll travel and go with you all through life. You know, I mean, when you're lonely, when you got the blues, I mean, I heard someone else say it's descriptive in your mood. You know, if I'm happy, okay, I get up. You know, if I'm sad, I get up, and this is my inner thought. You know, and it's something about it that it's part of. God gave individuals gifts, and not everyone has the gift to create or to do music or the love of it. But those that have, there's a satisfying point as you do it.
Okay. And then Rod, I do want to lead to that next one, because this was the one that I left off with. What if you were to be famous for something, one thing, what would that one thing be? What would you want it to be?
You know what? I don't think I care about the fame of the person. I think I care about my great-grandchild and hearing something that I did and going, you know, he was real good, giving them something that they can build on and go forward and say, well, you know what? This is what he did. Wow. That's enough for me. You know, carry it on. Let the next one. You know, the funny part about it, it's only going to, for a few, to carry on into the world, such as a Marvin Gaye, such as an Otis Redding, you know, such as a Tupac. You know, if you hit that level, you're really, truly, truly blessed. But you've got a blessing if you have that creative point of music in you. It's just, you know, that certain people are going to show you that it can be done. But that doesn't mean that, you know, hey, I'm disappointed if I don't hit that level. It just means that I was part of something that they did, and that's okay with me. You know, I mean, compare me with anyone, compare me with them. But who's going to love it because it was part of their ancestry? Hey, the people that come in the future from my lineage, you know, on my family tree, they'll go, okay, he was wild. He didn't slow down. He was thinking like that. Did you hear that explicit word used in that song? Grandpa talk like that? Yep, okay.
Right.
It's right. Just the way it goes.
Yeah. All right, guys, I want to say this. If I was wanted to be famous or something, I got to be honest with you. I wanted to be famous for bringing hip-hop national and making it a household name to help rescue hip-hop from itself. Just as Space stated, I want to be that garbage man that took out the trash and actually making where music can be a global concept that everybody can enjoy, no matter what type of music it is. I want to inject that. And then I want to reach one, to teach millions via Hip Hop National.
Mm-hmm.
And I like being a part of this program. It's just not about me. It's about us and making a difference.
You know, let me take the opportunity right now to applaud you because, you know, I did radio for 8 years, and I've never been a part of this type of format. I find it very refreshing. Just a span of age and experience, the different perspectives. I'm pleased to be a part of it. So just thank you for the platform. You know, I'm pretty sure I echo that for my team. This is a good look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell you like this. Like I say, it's not about me. Raw Dog. You guys got to know the hours this man has put down trying to make this happen. Flossy GZ, the many times these guys come through just stepping in just to drop knowledge, man. And all we do is invite more to come and to spread the good wealth to the young people to open their minds to making this a business and keeping it going so that they can feed their families via music.
Right.
I did want to say something. I feel like, you know, Hip Hop National also inspired me. It gives me energy. It gives me confidence. It makes me feel like as I'm speaking to you guys, I'm speaking to, you know, to the world. So it gives me, you know, confidence and stimulates my mind because the atmosphere is very, you know, open-minded. And I feel like that's what I need to, you know, get toward my goals.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and then the brand itself, Hip Hop National, which I do love, because it's as general and direct as it could be, you know, for hip hop. So it's something that I can easily remember. So you know, I really do enjoy being on this show.
Rado, you missed this part. What motivates me for doing music? You motivate me, my man. Your son motivates me. You guys are part of that.
You know what? You know what? I gotta give you a pat on the back. Let me tell you. Now, for 3 years, I've been hanging with you, and 3 years, I've learned that. You started something that, you know, I have to put it into perspective. It's an uphill fight because of the fact that, hey, you have different points of requirements as the artist submissions and what have you, and you thought about changing that with explicit language and what have you, but you stood tall and you said, no. Hip hop is supposed to mean more than just trash talk. It's supposed to mean more than demeaning of females and what have you. It's got to have a point of bringing itself up in the character of how people look at hip hop. And you fought a battle. You fought a battle because there have been the people that said that, you know, that's the way of hip-hop, and they need to use that language to express meaning in the songs and what have you. And, you know, I'm going to say it like this. You stood for something that is of high quality and integrity.
Yeah.
Keep standing for it. Don't fall for the line of, hey, you know, it would be a brighter day if you opened up the doors and just let anything come through it. You're looking at, you know, protecting the children and trying to get them to hold their heads up rather than walking around and mimicking and using the language that a lot of the underground hip-hop artists are using. And I can appreciate that. And teach one, you know, if we can reach one and teach one, I believe in that. I believe in that, you know. And I tell the kids that I teach at the Peace Center, I say, hey, you know, you got to hold your heads up. You got to be about something. Just because other people say that's not the way, show them the way. And you're doing that. So that's what makes it a pleasure for me to hang with you, you know, and you just got to keep your head up. You know, sometimes I understand Blog Talk has been glitchy lately, but you're putting in the good fight, and only good things can come from that. So, you know, hey, keep it up. Keep pushing.
Exactly.
I'm there with you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be a part of the forum. This is my first experience, and I'm very pleased. Very pleased.
Well, I hope you come back, my man. I hope you come back. You know,
oh, I definitely
hope
will.
It's not your last experience. You know what I mean? Well, I do want to I want to ask you guys this. I was gonna say whether are five if there was five themes. I would say that defines you, but I'll state the question like this: if there was five words that describe you, well, we're gonna limit it down to three. If there was three words that describe you, what would it be? We got about 15 minutes left, guys. Actually, we have less than that, but we can get these questions in because I want to hear it because it's what defines you is probably what's bubbling in somebody else's mind, and they just have not wrapped their head around it. So if you was to give me three words that describe you, and I'm going to start with you, Casey, tell me what it would be.
Three words.
Yes.
I am honest. Determined. And focused.
And focused. Those are powerful, brother. Very powerful. Very powerful answers, actually. KC, you're next. What defines you? What are those three words that describe you?
Well, space?
No. Yeah. Space. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I would say aware. Authentic and loyal. Those three words. Yep.
I love it. Let's go to Flossy GZ.
Bless. Patient. And I'm serving.
So, Ariel.
I would say open-minded, helpful, and non-judgmental.
Okay, and raw dog.
real. Okay.
That's what's up.
Hey, for real, guys.
That is what's up.
Just killed it.
That's the perfect place to end this discussion, man. Real.
I won't forget.
I'll never forget that.
Guys, those words that you guys just shared just now, that shows character. And character is what should shape every human being. if you do not have that within your character, some of the words that was inspired you, I'm gonna say that was said just now, hopefully it's an inspiration to help define who you are to those who are listening. Mm-hmm. Character is a big thing to have. And those words that everybody just had was description. None of it was not descriptive. It was not selfish. It was selfless. I like it. Just wanted to let you know, Hip Hop National is here to inspire those who, you know, who quest to be in this industry. And be honest with you, the Latin word for inspire is to breathe life into. I hope that we put a little breath of life into someone who's trying to get into this industry of music, and that we made a statement tonight to influence them to keep going. Because I tell you guys, like I tell you like this, I was almost done. And I'm telling you the truth. Life has been putting me in a box and beating me up. And sometimes this fight is really tough. It's not easy. Hip Hop National doesn't come easy for me. So, guys, I'll tell y'all like this. If you'd like to donate, go to hiphopnational.com and go to our donate button right at the very bottom of the page to help keep Hip Hop National alive, because it takes money to keep it afloat. But I tell you like this, I would like you guys to continue to help us build. It's more important than even, I'll tell you like this, this becoming a million-dollar company. It's more important to ingest, to get inside of the mind of the next generation and make them to continue to transform as they impact this industry of music and do something great and leave a legacy behind, as Raw Dog said. Give back something back to their children.
Sure.
My thoughts. Give me yours. In closing. Anyone. Well, I'll go around the table. Let's start with Flossy G.B.
He found you, Flossy. You can't hide.
Give me the scenario one more time, because I was at the tail end of getting back in here, you know, at the moment.
I was saying that Hip Hop National is here to inspire. As the Latin word, it is actually the Latin meaning of the word inspire is to breathe life into. And that's what we want to do as we make a statement and quest into the minds of those who are trying to get into this music industry. Hopefully we can make an impact with them by doing what we do right here on Hip Hop National. What's your thoughts?
Again, be patient. Have a stick-to-itive spirit. Pray a lot, because that's where a ton of answers come from. But I would say more along the lines of be patient. Be patient. That which takes time and a lot of patience is usually a lot more important than anything else, because things that come easy go easy. Things that you work for and work hard for, right, stick around a lot longer. It's almost like money. Easy come, easy go. Just be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be patient with those that you work with, and be mindful and thoughtful in dealing with other people. But I guess my final word for the night would be patience. Because your inspirations don't come overnight. And so reaching the end is not going to come overnight either. So patience is probably your most important asset that you have. And ask and receive, because it does happen. Mm-hmm. Like I said, for a while there, I couldn't move. And all I could do was just reach up at my dials and do continuous that and communicating and trying to get the product out there. It actually healed me a lot faster because I was able to focus in on something. Let it become like your heart. Let it become like, you know, your greatest love, because, like I said, what you put in is definitely what you're going to get back.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. KC.
Oh, no.
He found you.
He found me. This is purely from experience and just as an industry exec over the years. Be very mindful of the direction you choose, the people who surround you, and the content.
Hey, KC, be very mindful of the people you choose and the content. Could you go from there? I turned off the wrong mic. I'm sorry, sir.
Okay. Be cognizant of the people you choose and the content that you build on. Because it does, like you just said, it shows your content of character. And there must be value to the thing that you put forward. Everybody is listening. Everybody is watching. If you want to be respected, if you want to be heard, then you cannot just be a part of the voices. You sort of have to stand on your own and be committed to what you're standing on. Don't lose focus on it. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to achieve things. And as my brother said before, you have to be patient. You have to trust what you're doing and move forward with that trust. Get on your knees. We are a people of prayer. We are a people of belief. Believe in yourself. Believe in what you're doing. Believe in your dream. That's it for me.
Amen. Faith, if you had to say what it is, words of inspiration to a fellow artist, what would they be?
Can you repeat that for me? I didn't hear the last part.
If you had to give words to a fellow artist out there, what would those inspirational words would be?
Oh, my inspirational words would be, it's to stay true to you, stay true to your craft. Keep a clear mind as to what your message is and know your audience that you want to reach, for the people that you feel as in a sense that are following you, and know what you bring forth to the table as an individual into the game, that you know that, which is current nowadays, that a lot of people are trying to, you know, follow the crap, basically. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Keep it authentic, and just try to always focus on yourself. Don't get too caught up into what's hot. Don't follow what's trendy in the radio. Just follow what you know into music and what you love and appreciation and the sound that you're trying to bring forth as an individual and as an artist. Because you have to realize that it's an art. It's more than music, and it's more than just words on the beat. It's a form of expression, which due the standpoint and the plateau as an artist, more than just quote unquote rapper or quote unquote rock, you know, rocker or whatever you want to call it, at whatever genre you ring for.
I got to tell you, Space. I love when I bring a young mind on there and speak of intelligent words. I appreciate that, my man. I really do. More than you know. Ariel, give me your words of inspiration. What you want to leave final thoughts to our audience.
I think I would say to have a strong sense of desire for it by having, you know, build yourself with inspiration. So, you know, just in case your family or a family member or a friend tries to, you know, get you to, you know, quit, you know, so that nobody won't disturb, like, what you really want to do. So, and also, don't compare yourself to other people, you know. And you should be able to be in tune with your own mind during stress. You should be able to know how to be, you know, in tune with your mind. You know, you need to have a room of creativity where you can sit there and, you know, let out your talent and do your thing.
Thank you, Ari. Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I appreciate it. Words of wisdom from my boy, Rod Dog.
Well, you know, let me say this. In my book, you are successful. You know, you have to realize that what you're doing is like a relationship. It's a roller coaster. All you got to do is hold, break, and keep redefining your goal. And God will be with you. You know, it's like I'm proud of you. I'm proud of Hip Hop National. You know, I think that, you know, some days you have to understand it's about the glory of what you're giving. And not necessarily how many people are going to pat you on the back or stuffing money into your pockets. It's not a fast track, but you've had a successful one. Hey, everybody falls. You know, you got to get up, dust yourself off, hold your head up, and keep on pushing. And you're doing that. And you'll be able to tell the story when you get where you're trying to get to. And it's going to happen. But maybe these are tests to find out, hey, are you in it for the right reasons? Is it in your heart? And I think you've answered those questions. You said you got to a point. And I think at that point, you realized that it was something that was inside of you that told you, hey, I'm going to keep on keeping on with the Hip Hop National. And that's good, even through Blog Talk's glitches. Look at all the tests you've been through.
Uh-huh.
And you've still been able to stand. God bless you, man. You are a shining star. And you don't realize that. And only the strong survive. Remember that. Don't let go. Bad relationships, somebody lets go. Relationships that hang, through the good and the bad, they hang on to each other. That's you. That's Hip Hop Nasty. So, hey, I applaud you. That's all I got.
I want to say this, guys. I want to thank everybody for participating in tonight's show. I want to say this. Please, if you want us to connect with your music, go to www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music so we can get it played and supported right here on this platform. Dr. AT, are you ready?
He's ready.
Y'all ready?
All right.
Awesome, guys. Thank you, everybody. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Yeah,
good
man.
Okay.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Well,
good night.
Thank you. Sorry.
God bless you.
God bless
you. All right, Dr. AT, take it away.
We're having a Blog Talk moment.
All right, guys. Just to let you guys know, we do have glitches.
All good.
I'm hitting the buttons and Blog Talk is doing what it usually does.
Hey. And what show am I supposed to press here, Rod?
1721 or 1724.
1724. Oh, all right, guys. Thank you and enjoy. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.